Police are reportedly looking for three men who were seen wearing ski masks and carrying backpacks, forgive me, outside a train station in a town outside of Madrid that was the point of origin for three of the four trains that were bombed. It's also where a van was found containing an Arabic language cassette that included verses from the Quran. Terrorism experts remain divided on who may have been behind that worst terrorist attack in Spanish history. Some analysts believe evidence so far points towards a breakaway faction of the Basque separatist group, ETA. Others point toward Al-Qaeda or one of its autonomous cells. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Spanish officials continue to see ETA as the prime suspect behind the bombings that turned Thursday morning's quiet train commute in Madrid into a massacre, described here by a passenger on a cell phone and broadcast by a Spanish radio network. "Hey, I'm on the train and it seems a bomb's gone off in one of the wagons," the woman says into a friend's answering machine before there are more explosions and her cell phone goes blank.
"Monse, oye, estoy en alto, ha habido una bomba en el tren y hemos tenido..."
That woman apparently survived the bombings, but remains hospitalized. Two Spanish media organizations say they received calls from reliable ETA sources denying any responsibility for the attacks.
"They've denied it, and somehow I believe it. It doesn't pass the taste test to blame it on them."
National Defense University's Judith Yaffe is a former Middle East analyst for the CIA. Yaffe says while it's early in the investigation, she believes the well-planned attacks were carried out by a group with a much more global reach than ETA.
"The kind of operation, the cleverness in planning, the emphasis at a time when there were massive casualties, totally indiscriminate. We've had repeated warnings that there might be something in Europe. To me, this smacks of an Al-Qaeda-related operation."
Al-Qaeda's presence in Spain is well known. Investigators believe some of the planning for the September 11th attacks was done with help from a Spain-based cell. Ringleader Mohamed Atta apparently made several trips to Spain, including one just 2 months before the hijackings. And a militant Algerian Islamic group with alleged loose ties to Al-Qaeda is active throughout Europe, says Jonathan Shanzer with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
"The Salafist group for preaching in combat comes out of Algeria, and they have European operatives throughout the continent. Spain is one of the countries where they're most active. It's quite possible that they could have been involved in this as well."
In what some saw as the strongest evidence so far of an Al-Qaeda link, Spanish authorities found a stolen van not far from where the trains originated. Inside were seven detonators and Arab language tapes with verses from the Quran. After that discovery, Spain's interior minister switched from blaming ETA alone to saying no avenue of investigation would be ruled out. But Vincent Canestraro, former CIA and National Security Council counterterrorism chief, sees the van evidence as a rather clumsy attempt by an ETA faction to try to throw off investigators.
"I mean, the Arabic tapes, for example, are not propaganda tapes. They were just religious sermons, and they're available in most neighborhoods where there are Arabs and Muslims living. You can buy these at the corner store. They're not propaganda. And so to leave it in a van with some detonators seems to me an act of deception."
ETA's long-running battle for a Basque homeland has been marked by factional fighting, and Canestraro believes bombing evidence so far points to a hard-line breakaway faction, fed up, he says, with what they see as ETA's ineptitude and stagnant political leadership.
"Younger activists, disenchanted with ETA's basic passivity, probably disillusioned by the fact that much of ETA had been penetrated by both French and Spanish intelligence services, the fact that ETA has really had no political space."
The Madrid bombing, Canestraro believes, is politically akin to 1998's Omagh massacre in Northern Ireland. That's when a militant IRA breakaway faction calling itself the Real IRA car-bombed a marketplace, killing 29 people and injuring hundreds. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Washington.